name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard in the Gospel where a young man came up to the Lord, and he said to him this way, "Good teacher, what do I do to make it to the kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord said, "Why do you call me good? The only one good is God." And it's just unbelievable. You know that he is God, and yet he wouldn't take that praise to be called good. And how many times somebody might tell us that we are good, or something is good in this, and what happens to us? Do we deny it like Christ? Do we tell the people that, no, we're not good, you got the wrong person, I'm not any good, I'm a sinner, I'm a great sinner? And usually we just let it ride, and God forbid if we take it to our heart and start to believe it, that we're good. Because if we do that, well, then we totally don't understand the spirit of humility. My beloved, the Lord is trying to teach us that humility by he being Son of God, being God, the creator of all the universe, and yet he felt that it was out of order for the young man to call him good teacher. He says the only one as good as God. Well, this is to show us that no matter how pious we might look to ourselves, we should understand that we're never good. You know why? Because the only good we have in us, it's only due to the, actually, to the grace of God. The young man asked a question to the Lord, "What do I do to go to the kingdom of heaven?" The Lord said, "Well, fulfill the commandments. And do not steal, do not kill, do not steal, do not do false witnesses, and respect your father and mother." And the young man said that, "I do that, I did that from my youth. And what else is there that I should do?" And the Lord said that, "Well, if you want to be perfect, then you sell everything that you have and give it to the poor, and then go after me, follow me." And the Lord saw that the young man walked away very sad. Very sad. And why did he went away sad? Because his heart was attached to the riches that he had, that he was wealthy, and he didn't want to lose it all. Well, and this is what we have to learn from that. We have to learn, no matter what we have here on earth, it doesn't matter whether there's any riches or properties or any toys, what we call today electronics, or anything else, or our wallets. If we lose anything, and if we find that we have felt a distress over it, or we found that we felt bad about it, and we're upset over it that we lost it, well, there's a proof to us that our heart was attached to it. And this is something that we shouldn't do it. If we want to make it to the kingdom of heaven, we have to realize that our attachment has to be to our Lord. And everything else is not that important at all. The most thing is not to lose the Lord. And this is what we have to go after. We have to go after the Lord, not to lose him. And you know, so many times we don't even feel that we lose the Lord when we lose sight of him. And we don't, in our heart, we're not distressed that we lost the Lord. And sometimes, only very sometimes, it may happen that we may feel distressed because we recognize that we lost the Lord. But we should never lose sight of the Lord. We should hold on to him all the time. We should also know that, as what the Lord said to the young man, and what he said to the disciples after the young man left, when the disciples said, "Well, who can be saved then?" And the Lord said to them very simply, for a human being, is not possible, but it's possible only to God. What does it mean? that's not possible for human beings. You mean none of us can be saved? No, none of us can be saved on our own. We need the supernatural power of God, the grace of God. We need that to help us to be able to be saved. Without His grace, we cannot be saved. And then we come to the simple situation. God resists the proud. Now, if you yourself, if you say that you are not proud, well, check yourself, test yourself, see if the ones that you're living close to or living with, whether it's members of family or whether it's neighbors and so on, can they prick yourself? Can they say something that's not so nice, and does it hurt you? Are you feel offended? Do you feel offended? Do you feel even to hold a grudge? Are you able to do that? Well, then, if that is happening, then you could be sure that your pride is not conquered. When somebody does something very bad against you, and you take it in stride, and you say, "The Lord, thank you, I deserve that. It must have been for my sins that I've done before, or the sins that I'm going to do again. Thank you for giving me help now, so that I won't have to be punished for it later. And He is my benefactor who did this to me." And my beloved, this is the way we have to think. Then we will not walk around and be offended of people. Then we will be truly be happy. We'll be able to know that everybody is our friend. They're all our benefactors. No matter what bad things they do to us, we take it in stride that we deserve it because we are no good. And only our Lord is good. Our Lord is good, and only through Him we can be saved. On our own merit, we can never make it. We can never make it. We need our Lord all the time. My beloved, let's work on this very much. Let's understand that if we are to reach our Lord, if we are to get the help from Him, the grace, the supernatural help, we must humble ourselves, for God resists the proud. And this is, we must know, we must acknowledge that we are sinners. Today's epistle, we heard that Saint Paul was downgrading himself, was saying that he is the smallest of all the apostles, and yet we know that the church had glorified him as being the as equal to Saint Peter, as being the first of all the apostles, because he had worked much harder than the apostles, than the other apostles, and yet he considered that he was the smallest, and he was unworthy of being that, remembering that he was a persecutor. He persecuted before our Lord, and his faithful servants, he was persecuting them, and he never forgot that. That kept him always in humility, and he truly said, and he meant it, that the Lord came to save the sinners, of whom I'm the chief. This is what he believed, that he was the chief of the sinners. He was the worst of all persons, and yet God came to save him. Christ came to save him, and this is what kept him to be so great and made him so great. And this is the lesson that we have to learn. We have to learn that from the apostle and Paul, to humble ourselves and remember that the true pride, once the pride sets in, and the first is the vanity, and once the vanity is actually, it's like a mother of the pride, vanity sets in, where we want to be praised, where we want people to think good of us, and we're doing things to for a show, or we don't do things for a show, but we just start to say to ourselves, "Oh, how come they don't notice how good I'm trying to, what I'm trying to do, and so on. I'm only trying to be good, and so on. Nobody recognizes it." Well, these thoughts are all already a vanity, and so kick those thoughts away, knowing that these thoughts are being brought by the enemy of our Lord Jesus Christ, and these are the filthy scums, the ones that always are badgering us and trying to keep us away from our Lord. And they know that our strength is through humility, and they know that if they can keep us and having pride and having this vanity, and where we get offended if something something goes against our grain, or somebody doesn't show us the respect that we feel is due to us, then he's got us where he wants us, and we can never reach the Lord's grace. We will not get it. So my beloved, let's remember that, and let's humble ourselves and go after our Lord and conquer our pride, and let the close ones, whoever it may be, whether it's a wife or a husband or a friend or a neighbor or a brother or sister, whoever it may be, if they say to us something that is snags us, or that causes us a prick or hurts us, well, if we feel that hurt, and instead of glorifying God that he's sending us somebody that to help us to conquer our pride, and be grateful for it, and to the person for doing those to us, we get offended, know that the pride is still way too high in us, and we will not be able to get the supernatural help from our Lord to make it a kingdom of heaven. May our Lord have mercy on us and show us in reality how to fight the enemy, because he always uses our vanity and our pride to get him on his side. And let's remember what the apostles did and what all the saints have always done. They have conquered the enemy through the humility, and through the humility, and only through the humility, they were able to get the grace of God and the help of the heavenly dwellers to kick away from them the enemy, and to start going on a true right path for the salvation. For the kingdom of heaven is in our heart, and to feel the kingdom of heaven, we must feel God's presence, and God's presence will not going to be felt by us unless we are able to humble ourselves and our hearts. Amen.